Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Mem, we're up to Sif Yud Gimel, the last line on 382. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Ein Shovrin HaCheres, you cannot break pottery, the Ein Korin HaNiyar, and you can't tear paper, Mipnei Shu K'misakein Keli. That's considered fixing up a kli. So we have to see exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here, but he says in his words, you can't break pottery, you can't tear a paper, because that is Misakein Keli. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem, why would you be breaking the pottery or ripping the paper? Kedei lahaniach aleihem, to place something on them, the chiyah gavna or something similar. What would you want to place on them? So very important note over here, note number 82. Ulekamon bir, later on in Hilchas Yontif, the Mishnah Berurah explains, shekeshetzolin dogim al gabi askola, that when they would be roasting fish on top of a grill, manichim aleh chatichas cheres, they would place on top of the grill, a piece of pottery, onir, or paper, shenisha b'mayim, that was soaked with water, kedei shelo yisrifu adogim min ha-gecholim sheba'askala, so that the coal should not burn the fish. So again, that puts in context exactly what's going on over here. You can't break the pottery or tear the paper in order to use them for your grilling of your fish, so they should not get burnt. And why is that a problem? So the Mechaber said, mipnei shu k'misakein keli, you're fixing up a kli. So the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sefkatanem Aleph, Umairi b'she'ein makbid al hamida. We're talking about over here where you're not makbid on what the size of the pottery that you're breaking or the size of the paper that you're ripping, the ilav hochi. Because if not so, and you wanted an exact size, yesh bo gam mishum chatech. There would be an additional isa darais over here of mechatech, which is cutting down to size. So we're talking about over here, you don't care exactly the size, so we're avoiding the isra of mechatech, and the only problem is the isra of mesakein kli. Now there is another big question over here, this is going to be the ikar part of the shir, the Mishnah Berurah will address it slightly, the beralocha at length. Why is there no isra of kriya, of tearing? You're ripping a piece of paper in order to use it, why is there no isra of tearing over here? All we're saying is mesakein kli. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not that you're exacting on the size, otherwise you're mechatech. So continues the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, "V'im korea niyar lekroim." If one tears paper to different pieces, kedei lekanech asasmo, to use in the Beis HaKisei, bahen o lishare is a tashmish, or any other use that you have for the paper, chayav mishum korea, then you will be chayav midaraisa because of korea. Shu korea amanas lasakin, that would be considered tearing amanas lasakin kedei lekamon b'siv yudalad. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Ayin Hei, he writes, Gamze mi sefer hanal, that's also from the sefer of Tiferes Yisrael that he quoted in the Mishnah in the Shaar Tzion before. Uposhet, and that's obvious. Lefi mashik asavnu b'bi'alocha b'sif yudal, like we're going to see later in the bi'alocha and sif yudal, de b'chol korea b'shvil eza tikun chayev. And we discussed this previously. It doesn't have to be tearing almanas to sew it up again. As long as it's tearing for any constructive purpose, it's going to be an isur d'oraisa. So over here, a person's in the Beis HaKisei, and he needs to tear paper for using it for kinuach, so then he has to tear it, and therefore it will be a tikun because he needs it, and that is considered korea d'oraisa and ischayev. If you look at note number 84, he points out, Misha nimtza b'mokum she'ein lo niyar toilet chatuch. He doesn't have any torn toilet paper on Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv says, she'rashai lachtuch niyar migalil. He's allowed to tear the toilet paper from the roll, she'einu chatuch, which is not torn, kalachayad, if he uses a shinui. Kagon she'yikru'enu b'marpik v'kadome, he puts it inside his elbow and he tears it, or any other kind of shinui. Sharei b'mokum kavod habrios etiru lasos molochel kalachayad. Because in a place of Kavod HaBrios, they were matir to do Melacha Klachayad. Klachayad makes it a Durabonon. And Durabonon, we say, for Kavod HaBrios, it's going to be mutter. Now, the famous machlokas that we've had many times, it's not brought down over here, between the Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, is if one has to tear toilet paper on Shabbos in an emergency, is he allowed to tear it where it is perforated, or does he have to bedafka avoid it? Rav Yashiv says he has to avoid it. If you tear it to an exact size, that's the Isra Mechatech that we just said, Isra Daraisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's 100% mutter, as long as you use a shinui like we're discussing over here, to tear it where it is perforated, because Zakor Shlomo Zalman, that's not Mechatech, you don't care on the size. It happens to be they made it perforated, so it's easier to cut, but a person is not makbid on the size, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter. Rav Yashiv says it could be a daraisa, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says it is mutter. That is a machlokas. It plays out in many cases. If you want to separate the yogurts that are attached, if you want to separate ices. So all these things are coming straight lines, but you don't care necessarily that they're straight lines. Is that an Isra Mechatech or not? That's Machlokas Rosh Hashanah and Rav Yashiv. But for our purposes over here, the Mishnah Berurah says again, when you're tearing the paper or you are cutting the pottery, you don't care about the size, and therefore there is no Isra Mechatech. And then he says, if you're tearing any paper into different pieces, so then you are chayav mishum korea, because that's considered korea amnas asakin, even though you're not going to actually fix up this paper, you're not like attaching it again, you're not being tofer it, you're not sewing it up, but still that will be an iser of korea amnas asakin, like we'll see in Sifya Dalit. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hamachaber shelo hizker kana tamishum korea. That which the Mechaber does not mention over here, you're tearing a piece of paper and you want to use it to grill your fish on top of it so it shouldn't get burnt. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch address the fact that it might be Korea? So I am the Bir Halacha, look in the Bir Halacha, which we will do shortly. We'll see a lengthy discussion, but first let's finish this Mishnah Berurah. V'likroa igeres hamuchutam. If one wants to tear open a letter that is sealed on Shabbos, afilu yizor shelo yishbor osio sachasima. So even if he's careful not to rip any letters that are part of the signet or the signature or the seal, rak yikra hanir shesaviva, he's going to rip the paper around it in order to open up this letter to read on Shabbos. Gam kein aser l'kulyalma, it is still aser according to everyone. Va'afilu lomar le'eno yehudi, even to ask a guy to do it, yesh le'zor, you have to be careful, im lo le'tzara gadol, unless it is for a great reason. And the note number 86 points out, why for Tzar Gadol is it okay to ask a guy? Kefisha Kasav Lelek, we learned earlier, Shebemokum Tzar Gadol Mutter Lomel Anachri Lassos Malacha de Rabbanon. Again, it's a shvus to shvus, but Mokum Tzar Gadol, that'll be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah then says, Uba Aguda Kasav, the Aguda writes, She Yomar Le'enu Yehudi, what you should say to the Enu Yehudi is, Eini Yochol Le'Kroso Kozman She'en Pasuach. You're giving a remiss, you're hinting to the guy, you're saying, I can't read this letter so long that it's not open. V'im Yovin Ha'enu Yehudi Me'atzmo V'yivtechenu Le'islamba. If he chaps what you really need and he opens it, that's going to be okay, that's a remiss. Two important notes over here. Number one, note number 87. This kind of hinting is mutter. Kefisha kasav la'el, shemutter lirmos anachri lasos malacha. You are allowed to hint to a guy to do malacha for you. Im osa kein shalo beloshan tzivui. As long as the way you are saying the hint is not a hint in the form of a tzivui, it's rather just a general hint that, like I was saying over here, the example, if you would say, I can't open it. I can't read it because it's not open. It's totally no tzivui involved. It's just a remez. So that would be mutter. Note 88 is extremely important. Besides telling a guy to do malacha, which is asra amir la'akum, and that by hinting you're getting out of it, but there's a separate problem that's very serious. A Jew is not allowed to benefit from malacha that a guy does on Shabbos for him. So therefore, even though you got out of amir la'akum by doing a remez, but how are you allowed to benefit from the malacha he does? So says note 88. The afal pi sha'aser lehanos mimalacha sha'usa nachri avur Yisrael, even though you're not allowed to get any kind of hanah from malacha that a guy is doing for Yisrael, kasav achol kalas ha'shabbos, sheba'ofen zeh mutter adavar, here it's mutter. Ho'ol v'ein ha'hanah meguf ha'kriya. Here you're not benefiting from the actual malacha that he's doing, he's tearing, you're not benefiting from the tear. Elo me'ha'esharis likra ha'samichtav. You're only benefiting from now being able to read. You're not actually benefiting from the malacha itself. If you ask him to do a malacha for you and you're benefiting from the actual malacha, that's where it's a problem. But over here, he's just enabling you to read the letter, but you're not actually benefiting from the tearing, which is the malacha that he is doing for you. That is the Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to see now two bir halachas. The first one is on page 382. Addressing this question that the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, why is the Mechaber saying by tearing the paper, the Isra is Mesakin Bana, and he doesn't mention a word about tearing? Says the Bir Halacha de Vamaskel, Ein Shovrin, you can't break the pottery. Sif Zeva Asamach Lohu Miloshin HaRambam. This Sif and the next Sif is the language of the Rambam. Udvarav Besif Zehu Noveya Mimash Amr Bebeya Daf Lamed Beis Hatam. And this Sif is coming out from the Gemara in Beya Daf Lamed Beis that says, the reason why these things are us are tearing the paper, breaking the pottery, the mashvile mana, you're making it into a kli. According to what we're going to see clearly in the next sif, the korea amanas lasakin chayav mishum korea. when you tear something, having in mind any kind of tikkun, you're chai because of korea. So amaylo nomar bazem mishum korea. Why are we not saying over here any issue of korea? Why is korea not mentioned? Va'od, and furthermore, the miloshen haRambam perachal gimel mashma shumid the rabbanon. The way the Rambam brings this halacha down, it's clearly mashma from him that it's only an issa the rabbanon. Sheklolo shom imod kama dvarim sheyadua shem the rabbanon. It's listed together with other things that we know for sure are only the rabbanon. So first of all, why are we not mentioning the issa of kareya? And secondly, if it's masakin mana, which is an issa the raisa, why is the Rambam listing it by the isuri the rabbanon? If it's going to be korea, for sure it's going to be an issa d'oraisa. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "Ubeemes kvar hiksha zeh b'prima gadim." The prima gadim already asked this kasha. Why is it no korea? V'nishar b'kusha. He leaves off with a kasha. Umashe rotz echad min achronim lahutzi mizeh de loshaya kriya ki'im b'dover hanitvar v'nerag shenizdabik megufim rabim. That which one of the achronim wants to suggest an answer. You know why there's no issue of korea over here? Korea is only by things that are together through sewing or through weaving. When you tear such things, that's like it was in the Mishkan, so that's when you're over the Isra of Korea. Ukein shaya b'yurios, that's how the curtains were. And therefore, this Achron wants to say, that's the only time there'll be an Isra of Korea. Avalo b'dover shum miguf echad, but not something that's one solid piece, kamo or unir, like leather or paper, that's one solid piece, that's not woven together or sewn up. And therefore, this Achron wants to say that's not going to be a problem. Says the Chafetz Chaim Ze'ino, that's not correct. To mevur be Yushalmi behedya, it is brought down to the Yushalmi explicitly. The Boor Shagam Kain Kriya, there is an Isra of Kriya of tearing when it comes to leather. So there goes that pshat. Ukfar Rotza Lomar Kain Anishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam already wanted to suggest this answer. V'docha Zem Mikoach Yushalmi Hazeh. And he knocked out this thought because of the Yerushalmi. So that's not a good answer. Korea applies to paper, it applies to leather, it applies, pottery might not be Korea. So why are we not addressing Korea over here? Says the Chavetz Chaim Hispshat. The Lule de Misafina. If not that I was afraid, Hava Amina Dover Chadash Bezeh. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I would say a Dvar Chiddush, why there's no Korea over here by tearing the paper in order to roast the fish on that paper so it shouldn't burn. De lo shayach shame Korea Amanas L'sakim. It's not shayach, the title, Korea Amanas L'sakim. Ki im kishe Korea Ezedover Be'emtza. Unless you are tearing something in the middle, V'utzorech L'tikun Shnehem. And the two pieces that you're tearing, it's going to be a benefit on both sides. You need both of them. Ukein shehaya b'mishkan. That's the way the malacha was done in the Mishkan. Sheyiria shenafa bodarna. If there was a worm that fell on one of the yirios, and it made a little hole that wasn't really so nice, so korinba, they would tear it a little bit on top and the bottom of that hole. Visofrenosan, they would sew it back up. Shakriya Hoysa Lutzarach to Elas Kalha Yuria. So when they did the Kriya, they were tearing the urea a little more in order to sew it better. It benefited the entire urea, both sides. They tore something to benefit both sides that it should be brought back together. Vichain Mash Omar Sham Bishabis Kufhei, the Uvda the Avdo Kikisasa, Gamkena to Elasu Lutzara Kalabega, that was also a benefit to the entire garment. And the Rambam who says Yechayv Daraisa when you tear a garment out of anger. So Atam Mishum, the reason is the Meita Bazel Atzmo Shemeshachay Chamoso. It benefits him because it calms down his anger. So Havi Kiilu Masakein Kol Guf Abeged. It's as if he's fixing up the whole garment because he's benefiting from the tearing of the entire garment. That's when you're going to be Chayiv. Masheein Ken Kishakorea Ezadover Meabeged Menatzad. Which is not the case over here. You have a piece of paper. You're tearing off a small piece to roast your fish on. That is not using the entire tear, both sides, for your own benefit. You're trying to fix up the beggar that was too long. You're fixing up only one side. Maybe you're fixing the thing that was too long. You're shortening it. Maybe you want a piece to roast your fish on it, so you're taking a small piece, but you're not benefiting both sides. Then, lo shaya bazeh shem korea manasasakin ki'im shem achir. That is not called korea manasasakin. That is not the iser of korea. The hainu misakin mana. It's a separate problem. You're making a kli. You're making now a grill. You're making a part of a grill that's going to prevent your fish from burning, and therefore it's not korea, it's misakin mono. Shu misakin bozes abegid, you're fixing up the begid. Again, the imakbet halamida, if you're makbet on the exact size, nira diyesh bozegam ishu mechatech, there'll also be an isra mechatech. Now, in terms of whether the isra of tikkun mono is going to be daraisa, the rabbani says as follows: v'tolui hadavar ba'tikkun. It depends on the tikkun you are making. Imhu tikkun gomer, if it is a complete tikkun, a complete making of a kli, chayav mishum makah bepatish, you are chayav daraisa for the mulacha makah bepatish. You finish up a kli. The gomer hakli o abegid. You finish up the kli or the begid. Vim eino tikkun gomer humid rabbanim. If it's not a full tikkun, then it's only going to be an isad rabbanim. Ulakach binyaneinu. Therefore, when we come to our sugya, shu korea eza chatichas near midav shalim, you're tearing off a little piece of a paper from a full piece of paper. Kedei lehishtamish bo eza dvar man, in order to use it for a certain use. Ubedav shenikra mimenu hanir hazeh eino misakno klal. But the large part of the paper that's remaining over, you're not fixing it at all. The Efshir the Mekalkalogam came. And it's very possible that you're actually ruining that paper. Now you can't use that paper for anything else. You're ruining that paper. So, Ein Bazeh Bechlal Korea Nasasakin. That is not the Isser of Korea Nasasakin. V'tolu Yadover Rak Lufi Atikun Shanase Bechaticha Sanir Shachatocho. It's all going to depend on the type of tikkun that you're making by tearing this paper. Usvir, we're almost done with this beralacha, we're not doing the whole thing. Usvir leil haramam, the Rambam holds, demasha omar shom be gemara demasha leil mono, that which the Gemara says in this very case that you're making it into a kli, hainu denira kemisakein kli, it looks like you are fixing up a kli, delav kli gomor ha'idei zeh, you're not making this little piece of paper into a kli gomor, and therefore it's not daraisa, therefore it's simply a derabbanan, and that explains why the Rambam lists it with a whole bunch of other things that are clearly derabbanan, and that also explains why no one's making any mention of the Isser Daraisa of Korea Manasasakin, because Zatul Chavos Chaim Mechidish, Korea is only when whatever you tear, you want the whole thing, you want both sides. And in this case, when you're tearing a piece off of a larger sheet, you're not benefiting the larger sheet, you're just benefiting from the little piece you're tearing off. That is not going to be a problem of Korea Amanasasakin. One more Bir Halacha, we'll just read a few lines, and that is the next one, Divrei Maskil Hanir. So he said again, you're not allowed to tear a piece of paper because you are being Mesakin Kli. So he says, I am the Bishabura Mashakasandu Binyam Psicha Sigeras. Look what we mentioned in terms of opening a letter. That was a letter in the olden days where it was rolled up and there was like a seal on it. That's why it's talking about avoiding the letters. But in this Be'alocha, in the second half, he talks about envelopes in order to read letters. So if you skip down to the fifth to last line in the Be'alocha, he writes, Ochein, however, Heichod Deskura Haigeres Besoch Nier Acher Kanahug. When you have the letter that is sealed inside of paper, it's inside an envelope like our minug. Bivadei hakorea haniyar ha'elyom. For sure, the one who is tearing the outer paper, the envelope, who bechlam the kalkel, that's ruining the envelope. Upater afilu Rabbi Yehuda, it's pater according to everyone. Kilkel is pater even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Like we say in Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amabez. The mekalkel pater afilu Rabbi Yehuda. This really the malacha shein tzarich leguva chayiv. Even Rabbi Yehuda says malacha shein tzarich leguva chayiv. If it's mekalkel, even he says you're pater. The alkein, and therefore mutter ayidei ove gilulim b'makom tzarich. That's why the Mishabura says you can ask a guy to open it if it's only the rabbanim. You can ask a guy to open it if it's tzar gadol. It's a shvus to shvus b'makom tzar gadol. To have a shvus to shvus. Ulam, however, lefi ma sheheveinu el de l'shitas Rashi. But according to what we brought earlier, the sheet of Rashi, heichadu sosra amanas livno shalob mekomo. When a person destroys amanas to rebuild, not in the same place, to whom mekalkel b'makom zeh, you are being destructive in this place. Umisake b'makom acher, and you're fixing something up in a different place. So chayev l'Rabbi Yehuda. In that case, you're chayev according to Rabbi Yehuda. So imkein if so hachanam ibaze. So to over here, b'chol gavni hu malacha daraisa l'Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, tearing the envelope would be an isra daraisa. Dehu b'chlal korea amanas l'sakin. That will be korea amanas l'sakin. Why? You're tearing the envelope in order to be able to read the letter underneath. So even though it's not from the actual item that you're tearing that you're benefiting, but you're tearing A in order to benefit B, so that would be like that Rashi. V'afilu ayidei ove gilul miyesh lezar. If it's an isra daraisa, so then you have to be careful even not to ask a guy to do it. V'chein amagin avram b'simin shen zayin sef katon chof mitzadi le'isr k'da sefer hazachronos. And a great need, you can rely on the lenient shittos. Lefascho al yidei ovegilulim. You can rely, again, this is the chumrah of Rashi that he's bringing down, but in a time of need, you can rely on the more lenient shittos to have a guy do it. Ubritprat im ha'igeres munachas besoch niar acher. Specifically in the case you're discussing over here, where the paper that you want to read is inside, the letter you want to read is inside another paper, inside an envelope. Ulechatchila tov yoser lasos kamosha kasafti b'mishabura b'shem ha'aguda. Lechatchila, the best eitzah is to do like the Mishabura said, not to ask the guy, but to be merames to the guy that you can't read it because it's not open, and he'll chap what you want merames. Now let's look at one last note, and that is note number 91. So the Mishabura did bring down here a chumra of Rashi that being soser over here to build somewhere else is going to be a chiv daraisa. So too being mekalkel on the envelope to be able to read the letter, so that is considered mekalkel al menas lasakin as well. However, HaChazanish Kasa, the Chazanish writes, Shem Eina Poseach Miskavin Lishtamish B'Ma'atofa L'Achar HaPsicha. If the one who is opening this envelope is not intending to use the envelope after opening it, Ein Psichosa Asura Mishum L'Achas Koreya. That is Bechlal, not part of the Isser of Koreya. Tearing something just to get through it to something else, that's not Koreya. Kishem shekriyas or shalpia chavis, just like tearing a piece of leather that's covering your barrel of wine, kedelito as masha besocha, in order to get to that which is in it, ein ba mishum malachas korea. So zat haChazanish, there would be no isra of korea here anyway, unlike the Mishabura is bringing down, says the Chazanish, this is not korea. Korea, just to get to what's inside, you have no use of the thing outside, that is not the isra of korea, and this will play itself out in other areas. If you want to open maybe a bag of chips or different things that have food in them, according to this, it would be a svara to say that you're just trying to tear something to get to something else, that's not a use that you want. If you're not going to use that bag afterwards, that bag goes to the garbage, then it might not be, according to the Chazanish, an Isra of Korea at all. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.